John chapter 4, verses 5 through 12. And we'll read these verses responsively. I'll read the first verse, and then you read the second one, and so on, all the way down to verse 12. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria to him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that says to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said to him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. For whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Let us bow our heads in prayer at this time. Every head bow and eyes closed. We go to the Lord in prayer before the message. Dear God, we thank you, Lord, again for the reading of thy word. We thank you, Lord, bless us to be in church this morning. And dear God, we pray that you will bless now. We ask that you fill our pastor with the Spirit of God, give him power, give him liberty to bring forth thy word. We pray, God, his souls will be saved and life will be changed, dear Lord, and Christians be encouraged and people get baptized, whatever, dear Lord. We just pray you work in the hearts and minds of your people this morning for your glory and your honor. Bless this song now before the message that we ask in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
How can I say thanks for all the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, cannot express my gratitude for all that I have and all that I'll ever be. I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory, and to God be the glory, and to God be the glory for the things he hath done with his power. Lord, you saved me, and by your blood you forgave me. And to God be the glory for the things he hath done. So let me live my own life, and let it be acceptable, Lord, to thee. And if I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. To glory, and to God be the glory, and to God be the glory for the things he hath done.
wonderful job. Good singing to our hearts, and we appreciate you, Sister Camille. John chapter 4, turn there in your Bible. John chapter 4. John chapter 4 in your Bible. We're going to be talking about getting more than what you came for. That's what we're talking about this morning. I want to help you. I want you to get more than what you came for. Amen. Yes, I want many blessings to come upon you. You took your time out to come out this morning. You know, it takes a lot of effort. Really. Rise up early and get here. Real cold morning. And but I want to be a blessing to you. Thank God so much you're here. I want you to notice in John chapter 4, the Bible says here, in verse 5, Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Why don't you look at verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Let's pray, shall we? Let's ask the Lord to help us to pay attention. Would you pray with me, please, that God would help us to have good listeners? Would you pray that the Lord would open the ears and eyes of people? I pray, Holy Spirit, that you give us good listeners. I pray that you help the young people, the young juniors, junior boys and junior girls, and not to talk, and teenagers and adults will pay attention. Let us not, I pray, be distracted. In Jesus' name, help us. May the Word of God have free course. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me not to say anything I ought not to say, neither withhold what you want me to say. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank you for praying for me. And I want you to pray that the Lord will fill your pastor with the Holy Spirit. And I want you to pray, say, Lord, help my pastor not to say anything you don't want me to say. And help my pastor not to hold back what you want us to hear. And I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. And I pray that God will help you to be good listeners. And that God will bless you in a special way. I want you to come and get more than what you came for. The Bible says, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water in verse 7. And look at verse 7, to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water spring up into everlasting life. Would you look up at me here? A number of you have read these passages of scriptures. How many of you have read these passages of scripture in John 4? Wonderful. A number of you have not read this great part of history that God recorded in the Word of God. I will encourage you to read it. But many of you are familiar with this event that has happened. And I'll explain it to you because we don't have time to read all the verses. That's why it's so important that you read and you meditate, that you get what God has for you. And so that when I preach, you already read it, and it'll mean a lot more to you. But you've never read it. You can listen to me as I explain to you what happened. Here's Jesus Christ. He goes to Samaria. He's caring and loving this Samaritan. And a half-breed. And people look down upon her. But let me tell you something. Jesus loves everybody. Red, yellow, black, or white. You're all precious. We're all precious in His sight. Let the church say amen. Ain't nobody better than anybody. I told you that earlier, and I mean what I say. Let me tell you something, brother. The problem is not skin, it's sin. Let the church say amen. It's a sin problem. Amen? Ain't nobody better than anybody. You hear me? We ought to love everybody. Jesus loved this woman, Samaritan woman. Look at me. I want you to sit up. I want you to get it, okay? And you know, this woman was a hurting woman. And people were prejudiced against her. And they asked Jesus, why are you talking to her? She's a Samaritan. Not only that, in the society back then, the ladies were looked down upon as second class citizens. Hey, dear lady, you're not a second class citizen. You understand what I mean? Look up here. A man's not better than you. A woman's not better than a man. Look at me. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. I believe society ought to teach men how to treat a woman with respect, with dignity, and tell these young girls to make a man learn how to respect you. Let the church say amen. And you don't look down upon, by the way, don't treat a woman wrong, but they would treat them wrong, and they were rough with them. And what are you talking to this woman? Let me tell you something. Jesus took time to talk to this woman. And I'll tell you, and by the way, it was unheard of for back then, for a man would even stop and talk to the ladies. Matter of fact, they would walk by, ignore them, not even look at them. And some of them did avoid them for certain purposes. But Jesus stopped and said, let me tell you something. By the way, dear lady, you're special in God's sight. Every one of you ladies, every one of you girls, look at me, girls. Look up here. Tell her to look up here. Look at me. I want her attention. Yeah, I want your attention. Look at me. Look up here. You're special in God's sight. Look up here. Look at me. You're special in Jesus' sight. So many girls wreck their lives. So many girls ruin their lives. They don't realize how precious they are in God's sight. And Jesus took time to talk with her. Let me tell you something. This lady came from water. She came for water, temporal water. But she got more than what she came for that day. She got eternal water, everlasting life. Let the church say amen. She was a troubled woman. Would you look up here? Hey, please look up here. She was a troubled woman. She tried this guy, it didn't work. She tried this guy, it wouldn't work. She tried the third guy, it didn't work. She tried the fourth guy. And Jesus said, the one you're with right now ain't your husband. I'm tired of young ladies getting their heart broken, aren't you? They're precious in God's sight. And by the way, she's never to be beat on. She's never to be beat on. Never should a man... Boys, don't look at me, boys. Don't never hit a girl. Don't never hit a girl. Look up here. Look up here. And girls, don't you never let a boy hit you. You hear me? Girls ought not be hitting the boys, too. Somebody say better. You heard of husband beaters? Now you got wife beaters beating their husbands up. Don't you go beating your husband up. Ain't that right? Hey, Brother Johnson, isn't it wonderful? She came, for water, but she got living water, everlasting life. Isn't it wonderful? Hey, church, isn't that wonderful? She came and got more than she came for. Let the church say that. Isn't that wonderful? She was troubled. She was troubled. Look at John chapter 4. We're looking at this troubled woman with all these different men. And by the way, when Jesus spoke, He told her things that only God knew about her. There's things only God knows about you, dear lady. Dear sir. God knows everything. He made your eyes. He can see you. He made your ears. He can hear you. Over here. I'm fighting for your attention. Over here. Jesus knows everything about you. I don't. God does. God knows your heartache. God knows your hurt. God knows your pain. God knows everything about you. God knows every tear. God knows where you went. God knows what you did last night. God knows what you did this week. Look at me. He's aware. Would you look up here? Holy Spirit's helping me. Thank you for praying for me. God's helping me. Thank you for praying for me. I appreciate that. Heather, isn't it wonderful? Heather, isn't it wonderful? So why you mention Heather's name? When they start nodding out and they're sleepy, I'll sometimes mention her name. Amen. Cut that phone off at night. Put it in the living room. Give it to your dad or something. Not just Heather. Some of you need to shut it off. Thing beeping at you. Text messages coming in. Hello? So what was that? A chirp. It was a beep. But look at Heather, the rest of you. Hey, she came, and she got more than she ever thought she would get. And this morning, I want you to get more than what you came for. You may come looking for a boyfriend, but you get more than a boyfriend. You may come looking for a girlfriend, but you get more than what you got a girlfriend. You may come looking for a godly husband. You get more than a godly husband, more than a godly wife. You may come trying to sell your business. Get more than your business. You may come looking for food and having a food in your belly, but you get more than your belly fed. You get heaven as your home, saved from hell, eternal life, transformed life. A God will be your king. You get the comfort of the Holy Spirit of God. You get the Bible. You get the Word of God. Let the church say amen. Bless God. You kids came on that bus. Maybe mama told you to come on that bus, and maybe daddy told you to get up on that bus. Look up here, kids. Look up here, kids. Only God knows why you're here. Some of y'all wonder why you come, but I thank God you're here. Look up here, girls. Look up here. You get more. Hey, you get more. I want God. I want you to sit up, sir, if you can. I want you to sit up. I don't know why everybody comes, but I want you to sit up. I want you to get more than you came for. Some people come to please. Maybe their girlfriend, a boyfriend, a husband, a wife. I'm not saying that's the reason why you came. I don't know why you came, but you get more than what you came for. You get God's blessings on your life. You watch God open the windows of heaven for you. You watch God give you peace. You watch God give you joy. You watch God change your life like He changed this woman's life. Somebody say amen. Hey, son, are you looking? Look at you. Hey, son. Hey, son. Hey, son. See, his mind is so in the air. Hey, son, look at me. I want you to get more than what you came for. I don't know why you came. Hey, look at me. Only you know why you came. Only God knows why you came. But I'll tell you something, son, God knows everything about you. There's not a bird that can fall without God knowing. He could count the hairs on your head. Not many on mine. I'm going to shave them off this morning. Amen. I love my bald head. Somebody say amen. Could baby have hair? Amen. Hallelujah. I like the way I look. My wife is satisfied. That's all that should matter. Somebody say amen. Amen. Clean cut. Yeah. Amen. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Hey, listen to me. Listen to me. God can count all the hairs of your head. And dear lady, you got a lot of hairs here. Woo! Put all those hairs together all around the world, billions of hairs. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Hey, man, you got dreadlocks, you got extensions, you got all kinds of long hair going down to the back. You got it going everywhere, billions of people. And God can count the hairs. We serve a mighty, big God. He knows your thoughts. Far off. He knows you're down sitting. He knows you're uprising. He knows when you're sitting down. He knows when you're lying down. My Bible tells me He's acquainted with all your ways. If you went down to the deepest of hell, you can't hide from Him. If you go straight up into heaven somewhere, you can't hide from Him. You go out and get in the dark, cut the lights off. Bless God, He can see in the dark. I wish the church would say, man, He knows about your hurt. He knows about your heartache. He knows about your pain. He knows when somebody lies on you. He knows when somebody tries to do hurt you. And somebody shout and say amen. Bless God, you get more than you came for. You get more than what you came for. Listen to me, I'm trying to help you. You get more than what you came for. This woman was a hurting woman. And she came empty, but she left full. No, she did. She went back into the city. Guess what she told the city? Now, this woman, mind you, they were talking about her. Mind you, they were laughing at her. Mind you, they were prejudiced against her. I want you to remember that this woman has so many different men, and she was looked down upon. Let me tell you something. Jesus loved this woman in her sinful-looking condition. And Jesus saved her right where she's at. Why she was. And she said, "Lord, I'm sorry." She had no doubt about it. She believed. And she went back in the city. She went to all those guys that she used to be with. She went to all her bad friends and bad companies. She said, "Come see a man. Come see a man who told me everything that I'd done. Everything. There's places I went. There's things I did." No doubt. Listen, we got to use our imagination. When he was a little child, he called out that. When I was a teenager, he talked about where I went and when I did. When I was with this guy, he knows about it all. And Jesus said, "I know everything about you. You come for this water, and you're going to die off this water. But let me give you something that'll cause you to live forever." I wish the church say amen. Let me give you something where that boyfriend can't satisfy you, where that husband can't satisfy you, where that wife can't satisfy you, where the government can't satisfy you. Oh, some of you know. Yeah, I wish you knew how to shout and say amen and say hallelujah. I wish some of you would join in and praise God. If they can shout at a UT game, bless God, we can shout in the house of God. If they shout at a football game, we can shout at the house of God. If they shout at a basketball game, we can somebody shout. Let the church shout a while. Praise God. He's given us living water. Amen. You know, she brought the city out, and you know what they said? You read it in John chapter 4. This is what they said. They said, "We don't believe." Hey, boys, you get this. They said, "Hey, boys, look up here. Pay attention. We don't believe because what you said, dear lady. We believe because we heard and seen ourselves." And they got saved. Isn't that wonderful? Listen, that lady came and she got more than what she came for. Listen to me, please. Would you look up here? Young girls, look at me. The Bible says the devil... Hey, look up here. The Bible says the devil comes to steal the Word of God from you. You're not listening. You're playing with those books. You're not listening. You're not listening. God's trying to talk with you. Look at me. You're very important to God. You're so important to God. You're very important to God. Would you listen? Would you please listen? And listen, look at me. You walked in the cold to get here this morning. I'm not talking to you. Move out of the way. I'm looking at her. You walked in the cold. Don't play with books. God has something special for you. For you to walk to church. I don't know why you walked here. Listen to me, little one. Look at me. Listen to me, precious one. You get more than what you came here for. Amen. I don't know if you came for your friends. Amen, bro. I don't know if you came because they had pizza today. I don't know why you came. But let me tell you something. Look at me. I don't know why you came. Look at me. God will do miracles in your life. Amen. He wants you to know you're going to heaven. He wants you to know you're a child of God. Be a child of God. You're a child of God. Make sure you're a child of God. Look up here. He'll make sure you get everything you ever desired that's good in life. You get more than what you came for. I thank God for these precious rescue mission people. I wish you realize how much we love you. We would feed you and take time out to get you. And Brother Johnson, you spent so much time bringing them here. And there's churches. Let me tell you something. They'll stand before God. They think they're too good. And I'll tell you something. God's going to deal with them. You hear me? You hear me? God's going to deal with people. You hear me? You going to hear me? You hear me? God's going to deal with that garbage and junk. God's going to deal with people. You're precious. You hear me? And I'm telling you something. You get more than that beautiful breakfast. Sometimes I want to become a rescue mission. I don't get some of that good food they hand out. But I let me tell you something. Sometimes I want to get in line with you, okay? Listen to me. Look at me. But there's something better than that food. Something better than that food Sister Barnett makes for you and Brother Johnson makes for Sister Ruth. Let me tell you something. There's the bread of life that you live forever. Look, boys, girls, look and hear me. There's a God in heaven. Let me tell you something. That'll forgive everything you ever did wrong. He knows all about you. He shed his blood for you. He died on the cross with nails in his hands and nails in his feet. He went to hell. Jesus died for you. And he left heaven. Became sin for you. If you were the only one. If you were the only one in this world, he would die for you. And he loved you. And he paid the price for your sin. And the Bible says he's prepared heaven, mansions, streets of gold. When you die, he doesn't want you to burn in hell forever. He wants you to be saved. Somebody say amen. Streets of gold, mansions bright. Hey, boys. Hey, look up here, son. Hey, streets of gold, mansions bright. Hey, look up here. A place where there's no sickness, no pain, no sorrow, no misery, no hospital. It's a real place. It's called heaven. When you leave this earth, you go up to heaven. Somebody say amen. Far beyond the stars and moon, here's a place called heaven. And there's people there, brothers and sisters that are... friends are there. I wish some of you could shout about heaven. Let these kids know, just like planet Earth, thank you. There's a heaven. There's a heaven. There's a heaven. There's a heaven. And there's rewards in heaven. And let me tell you something, brother. He doesn't want to wait till you get there to get some heaven. You get some heaven here. Get some heaven here. There ain't no hell for me. There ain't no hell for me. There ain't no bunch of hell here. There's a bunch of heaven. Wonderful life. God bless me with. And I praise God, and I love wonderful church I pastor. I praise God for my family. You praise God for yours. God give me health. God give me strength. God allowed me to pastor a church. God's been so good to me. He put food on my table, clothes on my back. It's Thanksgiving time. I'm telling you, when the refrigerator's empty, he fills it up. When the cabinet's empty, he fills it up. When the closet's empty, he fills it up. How can some of you not shout? You got a car. You got a car, and the one that doesn't have a car is shouting and praising God. How can you not shout and praise God? How can you not rejoice? God's been good to you. God's been wonderful to you. We could be in ICU hospital this morning. We could be in prison and jail this morning. We could be a persecuted church. And then let me tell you something. God's been good to us. How wonderful I get to preach and teach with freedom. The freedom of America. God's blessed us with the freedom in this United States citizens. There's been preachers that have been put in prison for the type of preaching that I preach. There have been preachers that have been beat up for and stoned and killed. God's been good to me. He saved me from death. He saved me from hell. He saved me from wreck. He saved me from ruin. And God's done that for you. I wish some of you would shout and praise God and think about what God's done for you. What has God done for you? He's done a lot, kids. Children. Some of you can't even stop talking during this sermon because you don't realize how good God's been to you. You can't stop looking at your phone because you don't realize God's been good to you. You can't come back to church on Sunday night because you don't know how good God's been to you. You can't come to Sunday school because you don't realize how good God's been to you. You won't sing if God wants you to sing because you don't realize how good God's been to you. You won't teach a class because you don't realize how good God's been to you if he wants you to teach a class. If he wants you to work on a bus. If he wants you to drive a bus. This morning, it was very cold. It was very cold. I got about 4:30 this morning. 4:35. That's what time it took me to get ready. To get ready. And Candace on down in the cold on a bus, even LaShine wanted to go. A Colgate bus. No complaining, no griping. Not one of them complaining and griping and groping why they got to go on the bus. And Daddy, the pastor, takes it a joy and a blessing to drive a bus for God. A privilege to see these precious little children get on the bus, and teenagers and adults, whoever they are, praise God, they're special. And I get to minister to them, and I look at these precious workers on this bus. And they got up early too, and you know, and you got to get the bus, and you get here, and you get the workers on the bus, and you go out, and you watch these kids go knock on the doors in the cold, and you watch them run to the door, and go to the door, and get them on the bus, and that's precious, and to see that we go get them for God, you say, why do we do that? Why do we do all that? Why do we spend money for gas? And why do we run our vans? And why do we feed the rescue mission? Why do we have church? Because we want Jesus to know that we love him and we thank God for him and we praise God for what he has done for us, and he's promised he's going to reward us. Listen to me, every one of you that worked on that cold bus, he's going to reward you. He has rewarded you. He has been good to
to you. Every one of you that sing in the choir, He will reward you. He has rewarded you. Every person that sung a special, He has rewarded you. He's going to reward you more. Every one of you that's cleaned this building and cleaned the building, He has rewarded you. He's going to reward you. Every one of you that worked in the nursery, He has rewarded you. He is going to reward you more. Every one of you that usher, He rewards you. He's going to reward you more. Every one of you that work in the sound room, work in the sound system, He's going to reward you. He's going to reward you more. Their God is going to bless you like you never thought He would. He's going to give you a husband. He's going to give you a wife that loves God. He's going to give you a Christian family. He's going to give you peace. He's going to give you joy. You're not going to die a miserable, stinking death and wish you didn't live. You're not going to have a bunch of hell in your home. Somebody shout. Somebody say, man, hey, I'm looking for the rescue mission, man. Become mayor. Become governor. Some of you do a better job than what Obama's doing right now. We need you. Bless God, we need somebody up there in that White House. Somebody say amen. Thank you, sir. Amen. Hello? Is anybody home? I just ask these rescue mission people, when you become a millionaire, please don't forget about us. We sure desperately need something right now. And I believe God's going to help us. And I know as long as we take care of the needy, God will take care of us. Long as we care. Long as we care. You get more than what you came for. You make sure you get more than what you came for. I love them. I love them so much. They're so precious to me. They're so precious to me. Look up here. Raised in a Christian home. I love them. They're so precious to me. Went to Christian schools. Went to Christian colleges. You're so precious to me. How much I love you. So much. And I thank them. Thank God. But I want you to get more than what you came to that Christian school for. I want you, hey, please listen to me. I want you to get more than what you came, went to that Christian college for. I'm so proud of you and I thank God for you. And I appreciate you and I mean that. You don't want to break your parents' heart. And that's why you do, some of you do what you do. And I appreciate it. And I don't want to break your heart. But I'm telling you something, you get more than not breaking your parents' heart. You get what God has for you. You don't break God's heart. Joseph said, how can I do this wickedness in God's sight? You get that. You get that. You get that. And I promise you, there's a God that took Joseph, brought him to the right hand of the king, blessed him with a wonderful family, and all the trials that he went through. If I can get you, kids, I thank God you would honor your parents. Thank God you would obey your parents. You're in church today. Thank God for you. Someone go to Bible college. Please, their parents, that you get more. Hey, you go to that college. Bless God, you get God on you. You get the Holy Spirit power on you. You get the peace on you. You get the joy on you. Somebody say amen. I love you. You are precious to me. And it breaks my heart. Brother, doesn't it break your heart whenever your children don't do right? It breaks my heart. There's such a love we have for them. But Brother, am I telling the truth? And I thank God for them. And many times I praise God. It could be very ugly. It could be very terrible what kids could do to their parents. But I want them to get more than thank God for that. I want them to say, I don't want to break God's heart. Nails in Jesus' hands. Nails in Jesus' feet. My sin, put him on the cross. My sins, I could be in hell. I'm going to heaven. Jesus left heaven. He became sin for me. He left the Father for me. He hung on the cross for me. And God took my sin and paid for him. I don't have to pay for my sins in hell. Jesus washed my sin away. He shed his blood for me. He rose from the dead for me. I'm justified by His blood. I'm sanctified. I want my kids to know Him. I want the Barnett kids to know Him. I want the Burley kids to know Him. I want you to know Him. I want you to know Him. I want you to know God. I want you to know Him. I want you to feel Him. I want you to get more than what you came for. Get you more.
I want you to give. Hey. I want God to get. Look here. And I thank God for it. I appreciate it. I mean, you obeyed him. We have them on and say, get on that bus. Brother, they come here. And some of you don't know it, they start fighting on the bus. I had one just punch. I said, now we can kick him off. Shavana, where you at? I said, take him to the mother and tell mother. He keeps hitting. She's going to have a ride to the bus. She says she's going to take care of him. I want that boy to get more he came for. He came. Oh, there he is. God bless him. God bless you, son. God bless you, son. God bless you. I want you to come and get more than what you came for. Mama wants you to come. Look at me, son. I don't want you to end up in jail. I don't want you to be in prison. I don't want you to end up a gangbanger. I don't want you to end up with a wreck and ruined life. Lives are too important. Will somebody help me and say amen?
Amen.
I want you to get more than what you came for.
Amen.
I want you to get more than what you came for.
Amen.
We have dreams for them. They go to Christian schools and some of them got wrecked lives. They got ruined lives because they went to the Christian schools. And I thank God they did. Hey boy, hey son, turn around. They went to Christian schools. Not public schools. They went to Christian schools. And the reason why they went, the mama wanted them, daddy wanted them. I thank God for it. And I praise God for it. Look up here. And I appreciate them. And I praise God they didn't break mom's heart and break dad's heart. And it could have been very ugly at that time. And they could have, the kids could make it a hell for their parents, or they can make it a heaven. So Johnson, we just tried to wake her up. She had a tear in her eye earlier. And yeah, if you could just try to wake her up. She came from rescue. Try to just wake her up. Try to get her to pay attention. Who knows? If you can't get her up, don't worry about it, Brother Johnson. I sure would like to help her. I wanted to get more than she came for. Listen to me. Look at me. And so, listen to me. And I thank God for it. But this is a tragedy. This is a tragedy. I wish they would have went to that Christian school and got more than going there because of their parents. Here he is in the rescue mission. People, you can feel this. You can relate to me. It is so sad. They had an opportunity, and it didn't. Listen, and graduated from the Christian school, and ended up in jail, and ended up in so heartache, and I cannot tell you how the devil broke the family up and caused divorce, and we had great expectation for these kids, and a bunch of hurt and a bunch of mess, and you know, you love your kids, you want your kids. Who likes their kids being in a jail like an ape, like a stinking monkey, like a stinking animal? Who likes that? Who likes that? I want you to have godly homes and godly wives. Excuse me? Hello? Somebody say amen. Listen to me. You're right. Okay, you're right. All right. Hello? Listen. God bless you. Thank God you're here. Do it. Do what you got to do, but you're here. Somebody say amen. Thank God you're here. Look up here. Look, girls. You listen to me. Pay attention. Pay attention. Listen to me. And this is sad. But you got those that went to Christian school. Appreciate mom and dad, but they say, you want to know what? I love mom and dad, but I wouldn't have mom and dad if it wasn't for Jesus.
Amen.
My dad would be old drunk if it wasn't for Jesus. My mama would be old drunk if it wasn't for Jesus. I grew up with my mom and dad to fight, and I'd cry, and I'd weep, and I'd alcohol, and I'd hate that sticking stuff. And I'd seen the poverty. I'd seen all them sticking wine bottles. Too poor, not having a car, and not having a house, and two pair of pants, maybe. Hey, let me tell you something: sugar and water, and then maybe that's it. And bread. And let me tell you something: hungry at times, watching dad and mom fight, a bunch of hell in our home, watching mom cry and weep because my brothers. By the way, I'm no better than my brothers. I'm no better than my sisters. God knows I'm not. I'm telling you, I love Jesus. Listen to me, Barnett kids. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be an alcoholic like my brothers and sisters were. I'd be in prison like my prisons in jail like my brothers and family and pain. And I'm no better than my dear sister. And who, I don't want to go in detail, but you know the hurt. You know how much I hurt for my sister. And I love my sister. I'm no better than my sister. I'm no better than how I praise God for His grace and mercy. I am what I am because God's blessings and grace, because I chose to love God. I chose to love Jesus. I chose to accept His love. I chose the Bible way. I wanted to get more than what I came for. Hey, I met my wife. I met a Christian girl, and she invited me to church. I thank God I married her, but I got more than my girlfriend. I got more than my wife. I got peace. I got joy. I got success. I got answered prayer. Somebody shout and say, man, I want you to get more. This woman got more than she came for. She came for temporal water, got eternal life and eternal water. He said, the water I give you, you'll never thirst again. Only Jesus can satisfy. You're going to keep on looking for satisfaction. I praise God for them. I weep and I cry over my children. I love them. Every one of them are precious to me. I carry heavy burdens for them. I love them. There's a burden constantly on me because I want the best. I want the best for every one of them, every one of them. And I will cry and I will weep. I will weep over them and I will cry. And I thank God for them. I love them. And they're worth weeping and crying over. Amen. Brother, you weep over yours. You cry over yours. You're begging God. And I thank God. God is, you know, He moves. And I praise God. And I praise God. And it could be real ugly. They can do some terrible things, brother. I'm talking about they can bring their dad to the grave. They can bring their mamas to the grave. I've seen them give their mamas heart attacks. I've seen them drive their mama crazy to drink and to be dopeheads. And I've seen them push their mother. It's sad the way they talk to the mama and dad. It's sad the way they don't care. They don't care. They just don't care. They don't care. That's your daughter. That's your son. You don't want them to mess and get to wreck their lives. You don't want that. You don't want that. You know? And I thank God for it. And I praise God. And I appreciate, listen to me, I appreciate them. But my goal is I want my kids to get more than what they came for. I want my kids more than anything else. I want to love Jesus. I want to love Jesus more than anybody else. Would you love Jesus? Would you love Jesus more than anybody else? Would you love Jesus more than your mom, your dad, everybody? Because you wouldn't have what you have was for Jesus. You wouldn't have your health if it wasn't for Jesus. Whoa, twin. God bless you, twin. God bless your heart. God bless your heart. I want you to get more than you came for. God bless you. Broke my heart. 19 years old. Was she 19, 20? Four kids. Got shot and killed, gunned down. Had her little twins in her arms, little baby. That's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's daughter. Hold it. We got 20-year-olds in our church. Hold it. Put your brakes on. We got 19-year-olds. Hey. And I thank God. They know they're not better than anybody. Oh, praise God. We got some in Bible college. So God be the praise. We got some serving God. But they know they're not better than anybody. They understand it's only by the grace of God they didn't wreck their lives and get in the wrong company and somebody to shoot them down and then they have four kids by the time they're 19 and 20. It's only by the grace and mercy of God. It's only by the grace and mercy of God they didn't have some baby's daddy one, baby's daddy two, baby's daddy three, baby's daddy four and get gunned down and killed. And God only knows who's going to raise those twins. You listen to me. I want you to get more than you came for. I thank God for these 19, 20-year-olds who want to do right because they don't want to break the parents' heart, but I don't want them to break God's heart. Let it keep you from that beer. Let it keep you from that clubbing. Let it keep you from that wicked movie. Let it keep you from sleeping with somebody you're not married with, having sex, and you're not married with. Joseph said, how can I do this wickedness in the sight of God? In the sight of God. In God's sight.
Amen. Amen.
More than what you came for. God may bless you with a good Christian girl you keep coming to this church. I'll tell you, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to move on a girl like that. It takes a lot to move on a girl like that. Because when we teach them, if she want to wreck her life, that's her business. But we teach them, trying to get a godly Christian man that loves God to treat her right. Somebody know how to go soul winning. Somebody can get to Sunday school. Somebody know how to have got enough character to get back on Sunday night. They got enough character to tie them again. You hear me? Or you're not ready to date yet. Bunch of babies, irresponsible. Young men and young girls. And young girls want it. That's stupid. That's crazy. Oh, look at him. He's cute. Stupid. No wonder they're hurt. No wonder they get hurt. Your brain's going to fall off your head. Listen to me. You get what God has for you to make you a king.
Amen.
That's my visitor.
Amen.
That's my visitor. Yeah. He told me that after the Sunday school, he said, I like it. Gave one of them hard lessons. Yeah, I got one of them hard. He said, I like it. We're going to find out how much you like it. We're going to see how long you last. We're going to find out how long you last. Bless God, we'll find out how long you last right here. You're all over. I'm getting letters from the jail that used to come. They used to come here. Letters from the jail. Prison. Prison. You want to know why? Came to church looking for a girlfriend. You want to know why? Came to church for some other reason, a friend. Came to church for what? No, let me tell you, you won't last. I'm telling you what, you young people, we got them all over in prison and jail for a divorce, and they end up in the hospital shot. So they end up killed. They end up stabbed. They end up sticking, fighting like sticking animals. They end up on sticking dope. They end up with the sticking rotten life. Got a sticking little whore girl on the side. Got a little whore boy and loving every bit of it for a little while until the sticking devil says, I made you feel good. Now you make me feel good. And I make you feel good. While you're crying, while you're in the bed somewhere, I make you feel good. When I stripped you from your job, I stripped you from your health. Somebody say amen. You get more than what you came for this morning. You get God's best. You tithe. You give. You get the windows of heaven. Let God open the windows of heaven. Somebody say amen. Get more than what you came for. What made you come, Rescue Mission? Some of the coldest days, they'll get in that warm van. Amen. You get more than a warm hand. Bless God, you get God on you. You make sure you're saved from hell. You make sure heaven is your home. You make sure you're a child of God. You make sure you start serving God and watch God bless you, give you the abundant life, give you a godly wife, give you a godly husband, give you a Christian family where there's not a bunch of hell in the home. You got to take a bunch of medicine to sleep through the night or got to drink your wine and fall asleep. Sit up, little sweetheart. Yeah, you settle for the sticking crumbs if you want to. Go ahead. Bless God, you go ahead. But there's more than crumbs. There's more than crumbs. Yeah, there's more than crumbs. Yeah, there's more than crumbs. Yeah, there's more than that sticking life. Can't even come to church and enjoy it. Wonder if the pastor's going to preach on your sin. Instead of enjoying church. Somebody say amen. Hard to enjoy listening to church when you've been sleeping with somebody the night before than not your wife. But won't you get more? Come on, somebody say amen. Hard to enjoy this preaching when you've been watching a bunch of hell at night. Hey, man. You hear me? Man, you come to church, you say, bless God, I'm going to come to church because I love the Lord. I'm going to worship Him. I'm going to serve Him. I wouldn't have what I have if it wasn't for God. It's Thanksgiving time. I wouldn't have my apartment if it wasn't for God. I wouldn't have the health to go to work if it wasn't for God. I'd be a homo if it wasn't for God. I'd be a lesbian if it wasn't for God. I'd be a sodomite if it wasn't for God. I'd be a murderer if it wasn't for God. I'd be a stealer if it wasn't for God. I wish somebody would say amen. I would have was in my refrigerator if it wasn't for God. I would have men who was in my cabinets if it wasn't for God. I would have my brother if it wasn't for God. I would have my sister if it wasn't for God. You go ahead and join your family this week, but you would not have family if it wasn't for God giving your family life. It's by the grace of God your brother's alive. It's by the grace of God your sister's alive. It's the God of grace that you're alive. Will the church say amen? You come and you get more than what you came for. Yeah. You get more than what you came for. I praise God. And I give glory to God of what He's doing in many hearts and the lives of our people in our church. It's God doing it. And I praise God for you people that serve Him. I mean it. I thank the Lord for you. And you know, I have a heavy burden. Would you please pray for me? It's a heavy load on me. But that's okay. That's okay. It's a heavy burden. But you're worth it. Y'all worth it. You're worth it. And I love you. It's such a heavy load on me. Because I know how much God would do for you. Really, really. That'll motivate you to get to Sunday school. That'll motivate you to get back tonight. That'll motivate you to stop robbing God in tithes and offerings. That'll keep you out of jail and prison and wreck and ruin life. Hey, why don't you stop thinking about yourself? Think about your mama. Amen. Think about your mama. Think about your daddy. And more than that, think about Jesus. Think about, hey, had a preacher. He's preaching, man. He was preaching. He was going to town. Loves young people. Trying to help young people stay out of drugs, stay out of dope, trying to stay out of nightclubs. This young man, listen to me. This young man, clean, holy living. He's preaching. He's a pastor's son. Listen to me. He said, now listen to me. Look at this. One night, he started to go to a movie. But he remembered what Mama said about the movies. By the way, no good Christian ought to be in movies. No good Christian. And by the way, I'm not to be renting those stinking wicked stuff. You know I'm talking about sinful, ungodly, stinking garbage. You know I'm talking about that garbage some of you look. Hey! Some of that garbage you watch on TV. But you know what he said? Him and his friend was about to go in the movie. Guess what he said? He told his friend, take him home. Guess why? He said, I don't want to disappoint my mama. I don't want to disappoint my daddy. I just thought about how disappointed they would be with me. Look at me. There's a time where these young people, they don't give a flip about what daddy thinks. They don't give a flip about what mama thinks. They want that stinking wine, they're drinking it. They want that beer, they're drinking it. Rescue mission people, I need your help. I tell them week after week, I've been saying it for years, my people hear me, I need your help. Please help me. Please help. We got them coming, and they know what they do? Go back to their old sticking stuff. They stay in the sticking. Some of them have been to rescue mission for 10 years. Listen to me. I need your help. I want God to bless you in such a way where you can help these kids that have been raised in Christian homes, went to Christian school, went to colleges. Some of them are sneaking out the clubs. Some of them are sticking, clubbing in their own apartments. Dope, liquor, whoring around. Rescue mission people, there's a God. He's a God of love, but He's a God of judgment. I see them put Him in prison. I see them put Him in the hospital. I see, hey, look at me. Hey, we love people. I'm tired of the judgment of God, and they're raped, and they're killed. And there's a time where God says, I'm stinking fed up. Amen. Think about your mom and dad. Think about your preacher. You don't give a fuck about anybody else. Think about God. Amen. More concerned about your stinking cigarette. More concerned about your stinking bear. More concerned about your stinking wicked movies. What brought us to this? What brought us to our cities where they're actually, it's a game, punching innocent people, knocking them out and killing them? Your sister, your brother, your mom and dad, whoever you are. Gangs. Shooting innocent people, laughing. You know? They play those games, start killing and raping the girls. Look at them having sex with the girls. Games. Fantasy. Killings. Cutting their throats. Hey, I like that. Ha! Look at his brain splatter. Fun. Now the stinking guys can't keep their pants up walking all cool. Boom! Ha! What generation are we raising? What are we raising? Where are we headed? Okay, I'll close. Hey, I'll close. Hey, I'm the one that got to drive the bus. I'm the one that got to drive the bus, okay? I'm the one that got to take it. Sister Camille, you got to drive the bus, okay? I plan to take them back. Okay. Thank God my wife wants to help on the bus. Isn't that right? Can you imagine having after 12 kids? Teach a Sunday school with girls? Cook for the rescue mission? Can you imagine that? Working nursery? Can you imagine that? Selling coupon books? Can you imagine that? Clean up, do what she got to do. Can you imagine that? Some of them can't even get to Sunday school. Some of them can't get back tonight. Some of them can't even knock on a door and tell somebody about Jesus. What kind of sticking religion is that? What kind of sticking whipping religion is that? Where are we headed to? Some of you in this room, you don't know when the last time you led somebody to Christ. Some of them couldn't even make church today. Where are we headed? I'll close with this. You listen to me. I'm going to close with this. Boys, look up here. Sit up, son. Your mind is wandering, but you came on that bus for a reason. Come on. Sit back, son. Look, son. Look. You listen to me. It was done years ago. This year they were talking about the parents. They were talking about it. Listen to me. This year the parents are talking about it. Young people raped and killed and murdered and tortured through the night. Set them on fire. Sodomized him. A man with a man having sex with him. Put a bullet in his head and lit him on fire. The girl raped her periodically through the night. Raped her. Tortured her. Put bleach down her throat so they couldn't find the evidence that they put in her throat. You use your imagination on that one. No, you don't want to use your imagination on that one. These are church young people. These are church young people. We watch their parents on the news. Church young people. No one said they were headed to party. No one headed movies. Different speculation. Somebody's sticking lies. Some say they hijacked the car. Some say they went to the wrong company, headed with the wrong company, trying to buy dope. But church kids. And they think sin's fun. Well, sin is fun for a little while. Sin, the Bible says sin is pleasurable for a season. Until death comes. Until misery comes. Come on, until jail comes. Until prison. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. And they raped her and put her in a trash can. And it says while they put a trash bag on her, put a trash can, she was still alive. I'll tell you something. This is the time God gets fed up. You go ahead. You just keep going ahead. God says, I want you to get more than what you came for. By the way, they had good, supposedly good Christian parents. By the way, supposedly saved. You young people have no idea what you're flirting around with. You have no idea. It's only by the grace of God you're not in prison. You know it. God saved you. And God said, get with it. Get more than what you came for. Thank God you love your brothers. Thank God you love your sisters. Thank God you love your mom. Thank God you love your dad. But you better get in. You, God Almighty, wants your heart. He wants to love you. He wants to love him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. He wants to love him more than your college. He wants to love him more than your job. He wants to love him more than the cell phone you look at all the time. He wants to love him more than the boys you flirt with all the time. He wants to love you more than the girls you flirt with all the time. He wants you to love him more than your TV. He wants somebody say amen. 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 Our kids work hard selling phone books for a big screen TV. Big screen. Huge screen. 60 inch. What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with it? I'll tell you one thing, we ain't going to have a bunch of hell, that's for sure. But what are you doing with it? Oh, there's games you can play. Barnet kids, games you can play. But you listen to me, Barnet kids. I want every one of you to love Jesus more than a big screen TV. I want to love Jesus more than my car, more than my house, more than my clothes. I want my wife to love Jesus more than me. I want her to love me. I want to love God more than me. I want to love God more than her. I want my kids to love God more than they love their parents. I want to love God more than I love my kids. Because I wouldn't have my precious kids if it wasn't for God. I love every one of them. 6 boys, 6 girls. I'll die for them. I'll cry over them. I'll love them. And that my love for you Burnetts will never stop. Hey, Bruce, it'll never stop. Hey, Justin, it'll never stop. Hey, Sister Kim, treadmill. It'll never stop. It'll never stop. Oh, we'll cry. Oh, we'll heartache. Oh, we'll have tears. Oh, it hurts. Oh, but tell me, Camille, sister Camille, you'll never stop loving them. I will never stop loving them. God will never stop. Some of you think God don't love you. You can't stop His love. If you're saved, He loves you. When you're in jail, He loves you. In your rescue mission, He loves you. When you're in prison, He loves you. When you're divorced, He loves you. When that husband walks out on you, He loves you. When that wife walks up, somebody say amen. You get more than what you came for. You get more than you came for. Where's Heather at? Huh. Heathen, sinful. Huh. State college. Huh. It's going to take more, and I thank God for it. Not wanting to break that daddy's heart. Fat mamas are. God bless Liz. University of Tennessee. State. Sinful. Boy, it's going to take more. Keep you clean as a young lady. Away from this world. It's going to take a love for God. It's going to take fall in love with Him. Realizing He keeps His promises. And love that book. Meditate that book day and night. And serve God because you love Him. Yeah. Yeah, I guarantee that give you godly Christian men that love God and husbands and families. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You ain't got to worry about getting married, that man changing. He loved God. You don't worry about him. You don't worry about that wife. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, you might have one or two mess up, but there's a lot more that make it. Somebody say amen. A lot more that make it that way. Come on, somebody say amen. You say, well, I know a guy. He's supposed to be Christian. She's supposed to be Christian. Look what they did. But look at all the rest of them. Look at all the rest of them. Look at all the happy families. Look at all the happy husbands. Look at the beautiful, handsome young man. Beautiful queen. Beautiful king. Look at the prince. Look at the princes. Look how they walk with the little princes' kids. Not a bunch of devils, but angels for God. We're serving God. I wish somebody knew how to shout. Okay, our kids may not be all of them what they're supposed to be. But let me tell you something, brother. Now, you don't know what they could be doing. You don't know where they could be at. You don't know. You don't know. You have no idea how we slowed it down. The prison. We slowed it down. The jail. We slowed it down. Baby daddy one. Baby daddy two. Baby daddy three. Kicking her. Punching her. Dumping her. Somebody say amen. We sure cut this stuff down.
Amen.
We cut it down.
Amen.
My kids will tell you. Brother Burley's kids will tell you. We put the pressure. Hey, kids, we put the pressure. We put the pressure. How old they used to be? 12. They're 12-year-old girls right now carrying babies. 12. Losing their purity. 12. Trying to give them birth control. Listen to me. You don't need no birth control if you love Jesus.
Amen.
Tell them drop dead when they operate to you. Tell them take a hike. Tell them you ain't doing nothing. You ain't saving your life for your husband one day. You get this girl to love Jesus, you ain't going to worry about her. No sticking birth control in the school. 12. I told that girl, keep your hands off the boys. This is the 12-year-old running after each other, touching each other. My wife stopped them on the track on the porch, and she stopped and said, hey! That'll make a boy think. And he left here and said, yeah, that'll make a boy think. I better stop that. Somebody say amen. That touching ain't no good. It's not good for a man to touch a woman. It's not good for a man to touch a woman. Hello? But to avoid fornication, let him have his wife. Come on, somebody say amen. But you better go deeper than that. You better love God. You better just get married for just because of fornication. Somebody say amen. Amen. I think it's good both. I believe it's good for the boy avoid fornication, but I believe it's good also to get married. Both.
Amen.
God bless the marriage. Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve. Will somebody help me?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, look up here. Look up here. Look up here. It's got to be. Girls, it's got to be. some way, sometime, some Sunday, you got to say, guess what? I'm getting more than what I came here for. I'm going to get more. My mom and dad are drunks. I ain't no drunk. Love mom and dad, ain't no drunk. Hello? Hello? Son, daddy's in prison, in jail. We need some to say, I'm not having that life. Some that watch the mothers beat on, I'm not having that life. I'm not having that life. Brother Burley, is that what you decide? Because what you got more than what you came for. There's a time you gotta love God. I want the best for you. I want the best for you. Sister Camille? How long did we pray yesterday? 2 hours. But Johnson, how long did we pray yesterday? 2 hours. Brother Burley, how long did we pray for? 2 hours. 10:30, 11:30, 1:30. 10:30, 11:30, 12:30. Did we pray? Did we pray 3 hours? Whoa. I lost track of time. Can you imagine Elijah? Can you imagine Cheyenne and Daddy's crying? Daddy's crying. What is Cheyenne thinking? What is Elijah thinking? I mean, my wife, she couldn't even sit up. She went downstairs and started praying, walking around. She can't stand still that long. She went downstairs and started praying. She started working and praying. 3 hours. Three. Now, was that planned? No. Was that planned? No, it wasn't planned. Crying. Was I crying, Brother Burley? What was I? Was I weeping? Was tears flowing? Can you fill a bottle up? No. I've asked God to give me tears. I love my kids. I want to cry over them. I love our church. I want to cry over them. I love Brother Burley's kids. I want to cry over them. I want to cry over him. Cry over me. Keep us from sin. Keep us from evil. What is that? I believe God is helping me be more like him. I care. You say it's my life. I care. I can't be like you. Hey, listen. I can't be like people to say, you want to know what? You raise the kids. It's their decision. Get over it. Can't. Never will. Never will. Can't. Never will. I can't love them too much. You say, hey, get over it. Hey! Why were you crying over your church? Why, you know, it's like, hey, this attitude. Hey, Doc. You know what the attitude is? It's your choice. You live whatever you choose. I mean, why cry over you? Have no choice. Want the best. Want the best for your family. Want the best for your future. It took a lot for you to come. It's cold out there. It took a lot for you to come. You have a lot of problems. You have a lot of heartache. You have your disappointments. You're somebody special to God. The attitude is, why weep over you? I have the power to preach 15 minutes. You don't have to stay here. Barney kids, you don't have to stay here. You're of age now. You can just get up, walk. You can do your thing. You're of age. I want you to get best that God has for you. All of you. All of you. Brother Billy, why weep over you? Why weep over me? I beg God keep you from evil. There's been preachers better than us. Some of them are hijacking, hightailing out here. We understand that. That's okay. That's all right. Really, if you got to leave, seriously. Some of you got to get going, seriously. Really, some of you need. Really, something more important. I'm seriously. Listen, I won't get mad one bit. But there's something in this preacher that went to bed somewhere around 12:30. Got up about 4:30. Look at him cutting up. Look at him. Most likely some stick of whoremonger's going to hurt him. Most likely some whoremonger's going to get him. Look at him. Look at him laughing. Look at him. Already been beat on, most likely. really almost had hell in their life. Still ain't get it yet. They still ain't got it yet. But I love them. I love them. Hellish life they've been through. And Cece don't know what she's going to go, what she's going to face. You don't know the hell. Let me tell you something, girl. You think it's cute being pregnant or going to get pregnant? Let me tell you something. These girls keep talking about being pregnant. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't no stinking joke when you got to carry a baby and you can't even find the stinking punk to be the father that he's supposed to be. And you're in there trying to, and you got to find a babysitter for your kid when you ain't even got a husband. That's what y'all tell her, Josetta. That's what you ought to tell her. That's what you ought to tell her instead of laughing with her. Instead of crying up with her. That's what you ought to tell her. Go to hell that I've been through in my life. Don't go there. All that sticking laughing, cutting up and stop. You just got to get tired of it and get more than what you came for this morning. Stinking think it's a funny thing. It ain't no, hey, let me tell you something. I seen them. But wait till those tears, those crocodile tears come down your eyes. You say it won't happen. It will happen. So God's finished with you. He'll make sure it happens. You see him. You see him go to Carver College, wreck their stinking life. So by the grace of God, you don't do it. There's been some far better preachers than you and I stinking messed up. Far better with my wife than people messed up my kids and your kids. I want you to get to God's best. How many times has Camille you stood up and shared what you didn't even have to share. Shared with the church of the stuff she went through. Begging God, please don't let my daughters go through. God bless you. God bless you. Brother Johnson been through so much. Oh, God help you. Been to the prison. He didn't have to share that. Brother Johnson had this shit a mess. Got Angel coming, his other daughter. Of past problems. Trying to do his best now in his older age. Wish that he can change things. Trying to help Heather to have something better than Eddie. Angel. I have cried. Because I know. I don't think, I know. That's what scares me. Things don't change. If things don't change, these brothers and sisters that love each other are going to go to a funeral of their brother or sister. You laugh and you stink and joke, but I've seen the tears. I'm just trying to stop it. You're not going to keep playing with sin and get away with it. You're not going to do it. So by the grace of God, you ain't been in a car wreck. God didn't take you out of the highway. I mean, it could have been you having sex and not married, had the heart attack, and they found you naked in bed like that person that wasn't married. Hauled you out of there. God just spared you by His grace, hoping you get right. Amen. Trying to give you another chance. This might be your last chance. This might be the last day we see you. This might be the last day we see you, last week. God spared our lives. We came from Connecticut, had a rollover in the van, rolled over in the highway. Not one person admitted in the hospital. Every rollover I've read about, somebody died. We have been dead. We have been taken out of this world, man. We said goodbye to you. We didn't know it could be the last time. Let me tell you something. There's a God in heaven that you're going to need Him one day like we needed Him that day. You're going to think I'm not going to be thankful on Thanksgiving holiday. I'm going to thank God for my family. I'm going to thank God for my wife. I'm going to thank God for my church. I'm going to thank God for my job. I'm going to thank God for every check I get. I'm going to thank God for all the health. I'm going to thank God for the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of this earth. They're starving all over the world, and they can't even get an education, and they can't even have their own home, and they can't even work where they want to work. They can't put their kids to school. They can't homeschool. They can't preach like I'm preaching. If I tried this in Iran, they'd take my head off. They'd take my head off in North Korea. But I thank God for America. I thank God for the Marines. I thank God for the Navy. I thank God for the Army. I thank God for those that shed their blood for my freedom. And some of you got so much freedom. Why don't you thank God for your freedom? Amen. Amen. Hezekiah was 25 years old, became king. I said to Sunday school class, girls, find me a 25-year-old man who could be president of the United States. Find me one. Come on. They're too busy playing games all night, like little kids. All night long. Come on, somebody say amen. It's time to grow up, get some responsibility, be a soul winner, get on the bus drive. Hey, get in Sunday school class, get in Sunday school class, get it, become a Sunday school teacher. Somebody shout and say, man. Responsible, man. 25 years old, president of a nation. Of a nation. You can do it. Because you got to come and get more than what you came for. Hezekiah got more than what he came for. I explained to our class in Sunday school. 20-year-olds are getting their bodies blown apart, their heads are blown apart, their arms are blown apart. I said, if they can die for our country, can't you live for Christ? Can't you love them? Man, you wouldn't have America if it wasn't for God. Man, God's not looking for people to die for Him. God's looking for people to live for Him. Somebody get back here Sunday night. Somebody get back here on Wednesday. Somebody go soul-winning on Thursday. Somebody work on bus routes on Saturday. Amen. Or sometimes soul winning during the week, doing something for God, at least a lousy stinking 10%. Some of them can't even give 10%. They can't give a lousy stinking 10%. But if you get more than what you come for, you tithe. You become prepared to tithe. Offerings going down, Brother Burley, down during the holidays. Should be going up. Out there shopping. You wouldn't have God, if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have nothing to shop for. Come on, somebody say amen. Well, you say, I got to pay Visa. They've been calling you. God's been calling you before Visa. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Some of y'all can slip out and need to slip out. Go ahead. You will slip out anyway. You got something more important. And while you're rushing and go to that restaurant, eat your fat face. I'm asking you to please. I beg you, please, while you're feeding your fat face, pray God you don't choke off the food, but you can leave. Come on, somebody. Or skinny face. Somebody say amen. Trying to get fat. Somebody say amen. Skinny trying to be fat. Somebody say amen. Just slip on out if you have to. Christiana's not leaving. She's going to take her to CD, so don't worry about it. She's going to make CDs for you. She ain't going to a restaurant. Somebody say amen. Would you bow your head and close your eyes, please? Would you bow your head and close your eyes, please? Let me ask you a question. How many of you know you're going to heaven? How many of you are sure if you died, you're going to heaven? How many of you know it? How many of you know you're going to heaven? Would you?